I'm Chelsea.
I'm Emily.
And I'm Mike. And you're listening to Neighborhood Radio. Hey guys, it's on.
Have you guys heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Neighborhood Radio?
Oh, I love Neighborhood Radio.
Hey, where's my neighbors at?
Oh my god! Have you heard of Neighborhood Radio?
Yeah, any neighbors out there?
Hey, is that Neighborhood Radio?
This is Barbara. Hey, come here, check out Neighborhood Radio.
Have you heard Neighborhood Radio?
Is there anyone out there who wants to talk to me?
Oh, alright, you know, I got my coffee. Feeling good this morning. See how the neighbors are doing. Yeah. Alright, what's that?
Tune in to Neighborhood Radio.
Yeah, it's gonna kick off. I'm so excited. Right. I hope it's not Barbara.
This is Southern Jim out there sending out an SOS. Just wondering if there's any lonely hearts out there as lonely as I am.
Hello? This is Mike.
Oh. Well, howdy, Mike. How are you today?
I'm doing good. You said your name was Southern Jim?
My name is Southern Jim. You can guess why, probably.
because your name's Jim, right?
Yeah, and I'm from the South,
and you're from the South. That makes a lot of sense. Hi, I'm. Do you live in the neighborhood? I live on 10 Alder Lane. I just moved in a little while ago.
Yeah, so I'm right over on Pine Street. Yes, I am indeed.
Oh, okay. And you're like the front of the road by the main street?
I am. I'm that big orange house.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's kind of like opulent with the columns.
Yes. And it's a very shiny house, as you can tell. I put a lot of gloss in my paint. I do love me some gloss, if I'm being honest, Michael.
I did notice that you walk by that thing at dusk and it is blinding.
It really is. It is. I feel like even a person who doesn't have any sight could probably see my house because it is just, I don't know a big word for it because I'm not one of those English people, but it's pretty bright. Thank you for noticing.
You mean like people from England or like people who speak English?
Just people, regular, everyday people who are probably really good at forming words that I'm just not capable of doing. I'm just a simple man, you know what I mean, Michael?
Yeah, I think you're pretty eloquent there, Southern Jim. Do you want the whole title, or?
You can just call me either Southern or either Jim. I really don't mind anyway, Michael. I really don't.
Okay. Hey, you know, that's good to know.
Now, Michael... Yeah. I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off. I apologize.
I apologize for cutting you off, Mr.
Thank
Jim.
You.
What were you saying?
Are you the new fellow that moved in just down the street just a few weeks ago?
Yeah, that's me. It's been a process. I've had to get the lock and my bulkhead fixed, and my neighbor Jimmy is giving me a lot of trouble. Sometimes I just wake up and he's at the foot of my bed.
Jimmy. Oh, he's harmless, really. I mean, you get used to him after a while.
Oh, that's good. Have you lent him any money and for his cable bill and he hasn't paid you back?
I have indeed. $1,500 just a couple years ago.
$1,500?
Well, that's how much you said his bill was, and I don't have cable myself, so I'm not really sure. But he sounded very genuine when he asked for the money, and, you know, you got to help your neighbors. When a friend needs help, you help them.
I like that philosophy. Thank you. Just the other day, I gave $400 to the street urchin Kyle. Lives in the tree, the oak tree.
Oh, Kyle. Oh, little Kyle. You know, he just warms my absolute heart. He's out there. He's taking poops in people's, doorsteps. He's egging people's houses. And I just think, good for him. He's living his best life right now.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I mean, he, like, pooped in my vents the other day. I had to hire a guy to clean that stuff out. It stunk the whole place. It was really bad. I didn't feel good about that one.
Oh, man. But, so, Michael,
yeah.
I don't like to be the town gossip or even the neighborhood gossip. It's just not who I am. But, yeah. But I do feel as a neighbor, I need to tell you some information that you're probably not going to want to hear.
Oh, okay. Is this going to change my life, this information?
You do with it what you want, and don't let anybody know okay. that you got it from me. But, you know, our neighbor Tiffany.
I'm aware of Tiffany, mostly in the context of Barbara not liking her and her being Brad's mom.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was over her house just the other day. You know, I was installing some new light bulbs. I'm a carpenter and a roofer, so I like to do work for free on my neighbor's houses. You just, when a friend needs help, you help them.
Right.
And I was in her bedroom. I went into her closet to fix a light bulb, and I found a shrine. And in this particular shrine, there was the name Michael written out in what I could perceive possibly as blood.
There's a lot of Michaels in the world. You know, my dad is a Michael. There's so many. It could be any Michael. Michael Bublé.
Now, am I right in saying that you have a beard?
Yeah.
Big bushy black beard.
It's pretty, it comes and goes. Yeah. But yeah,
and
it's a black
and
beard.
Shoulder length hair.
Currently, yes.
Okay. Now see you, son, I've never met you before, but that's what the drawings in the shrine looked like. There were just handmade drawings of this particular Michael with a big bushy beard and shoulder length hair with hearts written all around them. She put Miss Tiffany Michael. I don't know why she put your first name as her last last name.
Miss Tiffany Michael?
I don't know. I'm not trying to get involved.
And
but,
she took it wasn't Mrs. Tiffany Michael. It was Miss.
I mean, maybe she's trying to still stay like young.
Right.
And not
independent.
Putting the Mrs. in. Uh-huh. And independent. I respect any woman who wants to do that. Don't let my southern
absolutely.
Accent make you think that I'm closed-minded, because I'm a very sensitive and progressive person.
I can
anyway,
tell.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you, Sonny. I appreciate that. So anyway, in this particular shrine, there was some thick black hair that had been what I perceived to be have cut off from somebody's head and then taped to a wall, but taped to a wall with a piece of gum. Now do with that information with what you want. I just want you to know, I'm not trying to start no nothings. I'm not trying to start a kerfuffle here. I'm just telling you the facts.
I was so sure that Kyle had taken a piece of my hair as like a threat or something and was going to mail it back to me.
I'm just letting you know, Sonny. I look out for my neighbors, and do with that information what you want.
I really got to change my locks. So you're
sure.
You drop a, this is the first time we met, Southern Jim, and you're dropping a real bomb on me that Tiffany either wants to murder me or forcibly marry me or clone me. I don't know. There's some weird.
I'm not sure.
Something weird going on.
There's something weird going on. You know, if you ever want to come over my porch, drink a nice, I don't drink alcohol, I drink lemonade. If you ever want to come over and enjoy a nice lemonade with me, we can talk about it. I can tell you some stories about women. I've had a lot of women in my life. I'm currently married. My husband, his name is Robert. You know, I've been with men, I've been with women. I'm
you
what
are
you
very
describe.
Progressive.
I'm very, you know, I love a person for them and not what's down below or high above. I love what's in their heart and their soul. So, but I can tell you a lot of stories about women if you ever need it. But anyway, I don't think Tiffany, you have to worry about her, but I just want to put that out there in the universe, Sonny boy.
Southern Pete, I adore you already. I am going to take
Southern
you up on that lemonade. What?
It's Southern. I think it's Southern Pete, but I'm not really sure anymore. Had a few two lemonades.
Southern Jim. I'm so sorry.
You might be confusing me with Gorgeous Pete, and man,
I had Gorgeous
that boy
Pete.
Is gorgeous.
I had Gorgeous Pete on the brain. I'm very overwhelmed right now because
I'm sorry.
I'm pretty new to the neighborhood, and I think somebody wants to murder me already. Aside from Jimmy, who's looking at me. He's in his front yard right now.
Yeah, he comes out around this time of night.
Yeah, only at night. You ever notice that?
Yeah. Yep.
Looks like he's just scooping dog poop, though.
Oh,
respect
yeah.
that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I said night, but I did just wake up. It's been I made some coffee for myself. I just woke up. It's a little bit late.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
It's been a weird day. I feel very, very kerfluffled. But
I'm sorry.
You know what?
You need a big hug. Next time I see you, I'm going to take you into my armpits, and I'm just going to give you a nice pat on the back and a nice little Southern Gym hug.
That sounds great. Honestly, mm-hmm. that sounds amazing. I'm going to take you up on that, and I'm going to try to probably keep some of these people I trust right now close, because Tiffany's kind of freaking me out right now. I guess
I'm
understand
sorry.
Barbara a little bit better.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Hello? Oh. Hello?
Is that you?
Hello? Hi. Oh, my God. Finally. Hey, guys. I'm finally on the, what is this?
The radio?
Yeah. Yeah, the radio. Radio.
What's up?
Hey, this is
who is this?
It's Monica Labossiere. Yeah, this is the neighborhood.
How did we met?
Yeah, it's the neighborhood radio, right?
Yeah, it's the brand we're going for. I'm recording this right now. Hope you guys are cool with it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. I'm over on 100 Butterfield Boulevard. Have you guys been down there? Have you seen my neighborhood? I guess is it your neighborhood too? It's like a really nice.
I'm gonna be honest with
yeah?
you.
Yeah. What?
I'm gonna be honest with you.
What?
Jim, if you're still here in Monica, like, there's so many roads that offshoot like that main street that connect it. I think the main one's Old Toad, right?
I think so. Yeah.
And there's just so many streets that go off of it. Like, I take walks. The first week I was here, I took a walk and I got lost for like 3 hours.
Yeah.
Until I finally made it back to my house because I remembered I had GPS on my phone.
I think I saw you. You're that hot little ticket with the long, like, shoulder length hair, right? And you got that little tush. Is that... Everyone's been...
That might be Gorgeous Pete.
I don't know. What color is your hair? Is it, like, is it hot?
It's like a cool brown.
Tell me.
Blackish brown.
Is it hot? Like, just, like, feel yourself. What is it?
It's, like, warm when it's sunny out.
Okay, here's the real question.
I'm sorry.
How many legs do you have?
How many legs do I have?
Yeah. Do you...
Two.
Okay, you're not Gorgeous Pete, though. That boy has one hot leg. You've got... Okay, yeah, I saw you. You have two hot legs.
Okay.
No, I've noticed you. Okay? I've noticed mm-hmm. you. Welcome to the neighborhood.
You haven't noticed me in the way that you, like, might make a blood shrine about me in your closet?
I mean, it's not crazy for this neighborhood to, like, have that happen. Like, I don't know. Like, how much do you know about this neighborhood? Like, when you moved here, like, what did you know about it?
I mean, not
it?
Too much. It was really it was really affordable. I guess the previous owner really wanted to sell this place as quickly as possible.
Okay.
Got a really good deal on it.
Okay. So, like, oh, my God. I'm going to sound so stupid right now. But, like, how much do you know about, like, the history of this land? Like, do you know the story of the ancestors or, like, ancestral, like, cultural sort of, like, things? Because, like, okay, so it sounds like you had, so what? You had someone, okay. Did someone make a blood-themed sculpture out of you? Is that what you're telling me?
Well, I can't confirm or deny that.
Okay.
I can't, I don't know. You didn't hear it from... Me hearing it from somebody else is what I'm saying.
It's
Jim, are you still here?
I am. Jim.
Okay.
So, okay, Jim, you and I go way back. Like, I remember when you used to babysit me. So, like,
Do you remember? Okay.
I did.
You were one of the first people who taught me about, like, the black magic that goes on here. And, like.
Oh, sure.
So, like, okay, Mr. Michael, like, were you not aware of that when you bought your house? So, like, how, like, black magic is, mm-hmm. like, a thing in some of these houses?
I'm gonna run this one by Jim here. Is black magic PC? Is that cool?
I mean, I like to think so.
Should we call it the dark arts?
You know, if you feel more comfortable talking about it like the dark arts, by all means do it, Sonny.
To get to the point, I don't know anything about the black magic that goes on around here.
Do you, like, want to call it shadow play? Like, what's more PC for you? Like,
I think shadow play gets to, like, a weird, it's like it gets to a sexual thing that I don't know if I'm fully comfortable with.
Honestly, in this neighborhood, it's, like, pretty similar, so...
We can just go with the dark arts because that's from Harry Potter.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think, like, there's anything problematic with Harry Potter.
I mean, no. On the surface level, like, no. But if you, like, take a hard eye to, like, look at, like, what they're trying to sell these children, I think you would definitely turn the other cheek, if you know what I mean, you know. But so yeah, like, Michael, like, I heard about, like, the blood sculpture, and, like, maybe you should think about warding off some demons. You thought about that?
I haven't thought about that, but that seems like, how do I ward off demons? Are there a lot of demons in this neighborhood?
Sure is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, God. Me and a southern guy here, southern Jim. Yeah.
Jim.
My old babysitter. Duh. Like, we know. Like, we've been through it. Like, okay, Michael, do you have, you're going to have to help me, Jim. Like, I remember you taught me, like, your basic warding off evil spell. I remember you need, okay, Michael, do you have cat hair? Like, a gram.
Yeah, like, on me right now. Yeah, I've got cats, so.
Okay. Jim, what was the second ingredient?
Red pepper flakes.
Yeah, do you have, like, some? Right. Like, a quarter cup?
I mean, I can go to the store and get some. I've definitely got, like, a little bit.
Okay, do you have, like, the wing of at least one fly?
No. Not on me, but I could get one maybe at the store.
You could get one. Okay. And then...
Yeah.
Okay, Jim, what was it?
Should I write this down? Hold on.
You should write this down. If you want to survive, like, the next week, like, you should write this down. Like, for sure. For sure. Okay. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay.
Jim, what was the other... Okay, there's, like, at least two more ingredients. Like, what was one more?
There was a shower curtain that has been used for at least 6 months.
Yeah, do you have that, Michael? Or do you need to, like, borrow mine? Like, I can definitely give you mine.
Oh, you can...
mine?
You can definitely
mine's,
borrow
no,
mine.
No, you can borrow
mine's
mine.
Mine's pretty new. Yeah, I'm going to need to borrow one.
Okay, you can borrow mine. What? You can borrow mine.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay.
And then...
Thank you, Monica.
Yeah.
6 months old shower curtain.
Anytime.
At least.
At least. And then, do you also have, like, a chicken nugget that you sucked on for, like, 10 minutes but didn't eat? Do you have that, or, like, have access to that?
Yeah, I got one of those in the fridge.
Okay, it's all right.
I like to put the sauce on them, and, like, chicken nuggets are great, but they're really more like vessels for the sauce.
Yeah.
Sometimes I, like, get some, like, buffalo sauce on there, and I sprinkle some Parmesan on it, and just suck on it for, like... I, like, watch my stories, you know?
You might want to be careful doing that around Tiffany, if you know what I mean. I'm just telling, don't do it near any windows that are open.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, Sonny boy. I
know it's the middle of winter, but I really like the feel of that crisp breeze on the back of my neck, so sometimes I'll leave my window open as I suck on chicken nuggets.
Oh.
Oh, oh, come on. Okay, I won't do that. I won't do that anymore. I won't do that anymore. I won't do that.
Okay, okay. It's not too. It's not too late.
But I mean, it is. Like, it is good to know. Like, always have a pre-sucked nugget in the fridge. Like, just for whenever you like need.
Sucked. I usually do. I usually do.
It's called a P.
Why are you guys laughing?
It's called a PSN, a pissin. So, like, always have a pre-sucked nugget.
A pissin?
Yeah.
Pre-sucked nugget.
It's your best defense.
Yeah, I've got, like, at least two.
It's your... it's your... I'm so sorry. I just...
No, it's okay.
No, I just... I farted. That's what I'm laughing at.
Oh, is that the joke? Okay.
It was an accident. It was an accident.
Fuck. Yeah.
Anyway.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
No, it's not. It's a weakness. But...
Oh.
Definitely...
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
Listen, I'm trying to run for prom queen, so, like, this is not what I thought was going to happen tonight. I just thought I was going to give, like, a little intro into black magic for the neighborhood, and, like, I didn't think that I was going to be so bloated and, like, have to talk about, well, just, like, pissins and stuff, and I just,
I'm sorry. I didn't realize. It seemed like you were really, like, ready to do this.
I was.
How old are you?
Well, I am 16 going on 17.
Okay.
Makes
all the other stuff you said before a little uncomfortable for me.
I don't... Like what? Like your tush?
It's...
What?
Yeah, no, the tush thing is a little weird.
Hey.
It is a little weird. I'm gonna
it's
have
a little
to
weird.
Agree.
The age difference here is substantial enough that makes it weird.
I mean... Based on your voice, Michael, like, I assumed you were, like, 16 and a half. Is that not?
No. I bought a house, so I'm a 29-year-old man.
Oh, I just thought you were, like, a 16 and a half business prodigy. Oh, whatever.
No, I'm pretty bad at business.
Oh, I don't care. I'm gonna...
But I...
Okay.
It's fine. I do appreciate your help, though. I might use Jim's shower curtain, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been basking in my bathroom for at least 12 years. I haven't changed it in a while. Probably, I'm gonna be honest.
Probably change that thing.
You know, I should, but my husband Robert, you know, him and I are just so frugal. We're on a very tight budget, you know, because we don't want to bring new things into our life. We want to reuse.
Right, you
as
guys
much
kinda
as we
like
can.
Upcycle, like minimalism thing.
We love upcycling, we love composting, we do low waste, zero waste, no plastic.
I respect that. I upcycle all my shoes. I turn them into coasters. I really just put I clean the bottom of the shoe and I put a koozie, like, you know, put a nice ice cold beer in your shoe.
Oh,
stays nice and cold in the shoe, well insulated.
Michael, you and I, we need to hang out on the porch sometime. I think you and Robert and me, we would have an absolutely great time together, just shooting the poop together. It'd be great.
Yeah, you know, as long as you guys don't have any bubblegum blood shrines of me, that's my only.
No. We're not into that kind of stuff. No.
Cool. I like that.
Rest assured. But we do have a tarantula farm in the backyard.
Oh, well, that's terrifying, but interesting.
Yep.
Monica, are you okay?
No.
Monica, don't start doing that. You used to do that when I'm babysat you. And I said, listen, Monica, you need to use your big girl words because ain't nobody ever going to respect you when you just go around sighing all the time. You got to communicate. Monica, I don't want to have to call your parents. You're being a little bit of a baby right now, Monica. Monica?
What?
Monica?
What? What?
Monica.
You like doing the dog training thing? Like the tss, tss, tss.
It used to work. I don't know. When she was 4 years old, she was about as rabid as you get. And it used to work for me. So I don't know. Maybe it still works today.
It does. I'm sorry. It also helps when you give me a little pieces.
Use your words, Monica.
It helps when you give me a little pieces of cheese when I do what you want me to do too. But no, I'm just, I'm just sad now that I know that like Michael doesn't want me in like black magic or dark arts or whatever. Like, isn't gonna work. Like, who am I gonna go to prom Monica? With?
Monica, we have had this conversation, Monica.
What?
Your worth does not depend on a man. Your worth does not depend on a man. Your worth depends on how much value you find in life.
Are you kidding me? Au pair Jim.
Live.
No. Au pair Jim.
Live a meaningful life, Monica. And that's all that matters. When you live a value, when you find contentment in life, that's how you know you're living a meaningful life.
That's not what the prom court cares about. They don't care about, on a scale of 1 to 10, how beautiful every day and morning and breath is. They care about how fine you look in your prom dress and how hot your date is. And, like, I don't have a date now. And, like, I look undesirable. And, like, I might as well have spinach in my teeth, like, poop in my butt crack and just, like, fish in my armpits. Like, I'm just, like, I'm worthless. Nobody cares. Like, my teachers look at me and they just, like, they literally look away and, like, their eyelashes fall off because they're so grossed out by me. Like, ever since they found out just a second ago, because this is streaming live for sure, I know it, that I have no boyfriend, I am undesirable to the entire United States. Like, I don't know what you need from me, but I know what I need is a boyfriend to validate me and just to tell me that I'm pretty and that to, like, shut up so that I can just, like, watch TV in silence and not realize that, like, I'm good enough because I just don't understand that. And, like, honestly, like, I just don't understand what I'm doing here anymore. Like, I just don't even, like,
Monica, have you eaten today?
Yeah, I had one Rice Krispie, and, like, I made sure to, like, get rid of 90% of the Krispies, so it was really just one piece of rice, okay?
You need to go eat. I remember when you were a little girl, you used to love the tater tots. How about I go right now? I whip you up a big old batch of tater tots with a little bit of cheese sauce, and I drop it off to you, because when a neighbor needs help, you help them.
Okay, well, can I just ask one request? Please. Please.
Oh, of
please,
course, darling.
Please. Okay. I'm so sorry. That was my dog.
I got one of them barking, burping dogs too.
I hear they burp a lot.
It was, yeah. No, he's a big boy. Anyway. Okay. My one request. Okay. For the tater tots. Can you do that thing you did when, like, I was, like, a little girl and you used to cut all the tater tots in half and, like, stick them together to make one giant tater tot and you called it Tater Tower? Like, can you please just do that, like, one more time? I know I'm, like, 26 and still in high school, but, like, can you please? I need this.
Are you 26 or 16?
Well, I'm both. Why can't I be both? I'm into dark arts. Why can't I be both? No one listens.
Okay, all right, I'm sorry.
Monica, I understand you. I listen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try to fix you, but I'm here to understand you. And I understand and I appreciate your existence. I'm going to go right now. Me and Robert are going to whip you up the biggest tater tot you've ever seen.
Okay.
And I'm going to be over in 10 minutes. I'll see you later. Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure to meet you.
But wait.
Before you go, are you guys going to the Valentine's Day thing at Tiffany's?
That's where prom is, you idiot. Oh, my God.
You're right. She did call it Tiffany's Valentine's Day prom.
Why?
Well, hey, Monica.
I'm so forgettable.
Monica.
What?
Hey.
What?
Nobody's forgetting you here.
Yeah.
I may not be your date to this dance, but guess what? I will be your friend to this dance.
Okay, what's my last name?
It was... You know what? We're still getting to know each other. What? Do you know my last name?
I don't know, dipshit. What is it?
See, we're on the same level here. You know, you can't go pulling that one on me.
Monica, I'll be over in a little bit. Michael, nice to meet you. I'll see you all at that Valentine's Day prom dance.
I'll see you there. It's at like 7. I'll probably be late.
All right, bye.
The door is open, Jim. Okay, just Bring the heating pad. I'm really messed up.
I think he already left.
Oh. Oh my god!
No, but he's, I mean, he left to go see you.
How will I know? I'm sorry.
Just give it like 10.
My dog.
It's your dog again. My it's dog. Your dog. It's fine.
It's just the dog.
Yeah.
Okay, see you at the dance, I guess.
Well, I'll see you at the dance.
Bye.
Bye.